Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
We're in our second decade on this Lead Slinger's microphone.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Inside the Monster Cast, Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers powered platinum microphone, all of it presented to you today across the country on hundreds of radio stations and on the live stream on Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Should you care to watch us today? By X Insurance. Big stuff coming out. We are working on a lot together. I was out there last week with them, and I will be out there again with them next week, putting together all kinds of, I'm just going to say, stuff for you. Very cool stuff for you. You can set that right here. I've got a cup of coffee being dropped in there, Defender coffee coming in. That's beautiful stuff. Welcome inside the Armed American Radio MonsterCast Studios with me. I appreciate very much you being here. To all of our listeners, to all of our great affiliates across the country, our new listeners and our new affiliates. It is a crazy time to be in America. If you missed the first hour, I would ask you to go back and listen to the opening segment. I am not optimistic about things right now that I'm seeing. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that with my next guest, a lot of things with my next guest, longtime political consultant on this broadcast, Mr. A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. You can see him on my screen behind me in the Video Network studios. A.W.R., country's in a pretty rough place right now, brother. What are you thinking? And welcome in.
Yeah. Thanks. Good to be with you. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the attack on the two deputies last night was just ridiculous. And in a way, it's more the same. We've kind of been at this level for, what, 3-4 months now, maybe 5 months. And but at the same time, it's sickening. I shouldn't say that, because we probably didn't get to this level until May 25th would be George Floyd. It was post that. So probably about the last 2.5 months have been like this. But this attack on these officers, now that's what's got to stop. And then the attempt to prevent those officers from getting treatment at the hospital. And just real quick, because some listener out there is going, they were deputies, not officers. I'm just using the word officer in a generic term. But the deputies, it's just ridiculous. And, you know, there's no concern for life. And the left has an agenda. And they're showing again and again that regardless of how many innocent people die, they're going to pursue that agenda.
You know, well said. You mentioned George Floyd kind of being the impetus here. Very true. But the tensions were flaring long before that. The tension has been palpable in this country for years and years and years, not to the extent that it's gotten to, but this was predictable. I mean, you and I talked about this years ago. This was predictable, the left's agenda. And unfortunately, sad to say, what we saw happen to those deputies, and we'll talk about that in detail as to exactly what happened. Maybe you don't know the news that occurred. If you, fortunately for you, you haven't had your face at a phone or a computer or a fake news program, depending on who you're watching, is going to decide what perspective you got this from. But when you get AWR's and I perspective on this today, it's going to be different than anything you see on television, I can promise you, because it's going to be real, it's going to be accurate, it's going to be true. But AWR, this was predictable. This is going to happen again. And when you talk about people like this, Bishop Talbert Swan, okay, I don't know who this guy's a bishop of. I think I forget. The guy's a phony. He's a fraud. He's a fake. He's a hate-filled, rage-filled leftist lunatic. And he tweets out, there's no such thing as blue lives. Stop comparing your job with my life. Your career is a choice. My blackness isn't. I don't think anybody's color or creed is a choice. I mean, the whole premise of this is just filled with hate. And I don't believe, he says, if you're expressing outrage over the shooting of two sheriff's deputies, but we're defending Kyle Rittenhouse murdering two protesters in Kenosha only days ago, you need to shut up and have a seat. I'll tell you what, pal, you want to comment on that before we go any farther into your piece about it?
Well, I don't really want to say much because I haven't familiarized myself with him or with what he said.
Fair enough.
I will say this though, Mark. I still don't know what color those two sheriff's deputies were.
I don't either.
I don't know what color their attacker was because the video wasn't clear. So I don't know. So I don't know. Do we have a white attacker shooting white cops? Do we have a black attacker shooting white cops? Do we have a black attacker shooting black cops? Do we have a black attacker shooting Hispanic cops? I could keep going. No one knows. So the last thing you want to talk about is race, or the last thing I want to talk about. I don't want to get in that. What I want to do is do what I know you do and say, look, these cops' lives matter. Number one, because they're humans and they were attacked in cold blood. Number two, because they put on that badge, and when they did, they put their life on the line for that 8 or 12 hour shift to keep their community safe. And so an attack on them is an attack on that community. It really is. This kind of stuff's got to stop.
As you point out, and I believe just in the last hour, L.A. Sheriff's Department has put out that they are looking for a black male with a $100,000 reward on this right now. What we do know is, as you reported, a 31-year-old mother of a 6-year-old boy who was brazenly attacked by whoever this is, and hopefully this person will be caught and swiftly punished, and a 24-year-old deputy, both have just gotten out of the academy within the last 14 months. And AWR Hawkins is correct. AWR, the vile hate that was coming from the protesters screaming and blocking the entrance. And I understand some of them tried to get in. They tried to get inside the hospital where they were being treated, but screaming, "I hope you effing die." Is this America today, AWR? Is this where we're at?
I don't know. Well, see, we're at a place. I believe it was G.K. Chesterton who described that man who has both feet firmly planted in midair. And I believe that's where we are in many ways in our culture, because these people aren't thinking, like, deep in their hearts, they believe they can call the police and the police will come save them from attackers or robbers or whatever. But yet they're at war with the police. So see, there's a double standard there. And, the police have been made to be a straw man in many ways. And they're the argument that these people are attacking. And while we're looking at that, they're doing their real agenda, which in many, many cases is socialism or burning down this building or burning down buildings until the Portland mayor and all his weakness just packs up and leaves and says he'll find a new house. And so I think we have to understand a lot of things are being said here. And some of those things tell us what the real goal is, what the real agenda is. And some of those things are distraction. But either way, the disrespect being shown to these officers is just absolutely ridiculous. And as Trump was talking about being hard on this individual who shot these officers, if he can be caught, and if he is caught, there needs to be swift justice by the city and state. Whatever they can do or will do needs to be done.
Yeah, I am hopeful. You know, Los Angeles, a leftist-run operation out there, but I'm hopeful that leftist-run operation out in Los Angeles makes a bold statement here that this is unacceptable. When you have a segment of society that are out now in large numbers screaming, "We hope you die," I'm not feeling real good about it, number one, because when you've got an NAACP that continues to allow a guy like this to associate himself as an NAACP chapter leader, that's a problem. The NAACP needs to put their foot down and say this is unacceptable at every single level. This is unacceptable.
We can't accept
these comments. And Biden and the left, AWR, have got to step up, and Kamala Harris has got to step up, because the left owns these people. These protesters, this agenda, okay, whoever is part of this, Antifa, there are white kids, black kids. I mean, this is a movement that is trying to bring down the country, man. You got to tell me if I'm wrong here. I don't know. I've never seen anything like this.
You're right. What I appreciate is that you, again, proved it's not about a certain race. It's not about race. There are no white kids. There are black kids. Black Lives Matters. it's not composed of people of a certain race. It's composed of anarchists, of socialists, of Marxists. But I believe something very important that you hit on when you said Biden and Harris must say something. It's like President Trump said in Nevada last night, and this is a very this is a good statement. You, if you listen to his speech last night, he said,
folks, okay, let me do this. Let me do this. Let me stop you.
The flag burners win, and I believe that's a good way to put it.
It is, and we'll talk about that when we come back. That was perfect timing there. I'm glad he was able to get that out. If Biden wins, the flag burners win. That's Trump talking in Nevada yesterday. We'll continue this provocative conversation with AWR. I'm going to see if I can keep him for the full hour. He just heard me say that. We'll see. I'll be back with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News right after this. Don't go away. Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider FrontSight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believe in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back inside the Monster Cast Crossbreed Holster Studios on this lit up, very powerful Lead Slinger's whiskey microphone. All of it being presented to you by X. If you're watching on your screens, you see AWR back over here. There he is. Over here, you see the X Insurance logo. Lots of great stuff coming down the pike with X Insurance. Lots of great stuff. You're going to learn a lot, I can promise you. Talking with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. AWR, I want to make it clear to listeners when we were talking, before we go back to what you said about Biden, you know, winning the flag burners win. But it's important. I want listeners to understand that the news broke when I was on with Alan Gottlieb in the previous hour. The two L.A. County Sheriff's deputies, as AWR points out here, are out of surgery and are expected to survive. Both deputies are recovering following surgery after that ambush attack. And AWR, when we have something so brazen in broad daylight, to see the video is chilling. This isn't television. This is the real deal. These are two human beings that were shot at by this individual out of pure hate. And I hope this individual is caught. And quite frankly, I wouldn't mind to see street justice myself. That's just the anger in me. Of course, he has to move through the judicial system, but I hope it's done quickly, like Trump said. AWR, when Biden wins, if Biden wins, what Trump said, if Biden wins, the flag burners win. The flag burners represent everything you and I hate about this country and everything I've been teaching my kids that America isn't. I mean, you've got a PhD in military history. You know a lot about this stuff. Where are we heading if Biden wins, AWR?
Well, if he wins, number one, I got to always say what I believe, which is he won't.
Good. I'm with you on that, by the way.
When I watch that rally of Trump, I'm not being facetious, fake, anything. And if anybody thinks I'm wrong, just send me a note, let me know. But I haven't seen a Biden rally of more than 200 people. There are thousands last night for Trump. Thousands lined up to go in before it started. Every time he holds one of these rallies, it's that way. It's the same energy we saw in 2016, maybe even more energy. So I watched these polls, and I think Trump is right when he said last night, these aren't really public opinion polls. These are suppression polls. That's what he called them. Intended to suppress you and keep you home on election day, when what we need more than anything on election day is for droves and droves of Trump voters to show up and just blow them away with the number of votes he gets. So I say all that to say that's what I expect to happen. Now, if by some chance Biden were to win, what you would have is more of this, because people have to understand the Democrat Party. And it sounds like I'm going far afield, Mark, but I'm not. The Democrat Party, when I used to teach in the university, the Civil War, I would write on the board, Republicans, Democrats. And those kids would stare at me. And I would say, no, this is the Civil War. The North was Republican. The South was Democrat. Mm-hmm. And then under that, I wrote, fought to free slaves under Republican. Under Democrat, I put fought to keep slaves. And I kept building that up, and the reason I'm telling you that is because if you trace that from there, then you had the Democrats form the KKK, that's a Democrat organization, formed to keep free blacks from voting Republican post-Civil War. Then the KKK served its purpose during Reconstruction to continue to keep blacks, quote-unquote, in their place instead of letting them understand the fullness of freedom. And then you had a rebirth of the Democrat organization, the KKK, in the early 1900s, and it has a broader view of hatred for other minority groups now, not just blacks, but of course it is focused also on blacks in the South. And then what you have in Democrat-controlled cities in the South throughout the middle of the 1900s, 1950s and such, you have what are called Jim Crow laws, and those laws put in place certain things you had to do before you could exercise a right that was recognized as belonging to all Americans. And the purpose of that was to, again, keep blacks from voting themselves out from under Democrat power in the South. Now, while this is happening, subsequent to all this, you have Democrats putting in place gun control laws. Why? You can read it for yourself. Read about Florida's gun control law. It's very clear. In the early 1900s, they put laws in place to be sure blacks weren't armed in public.
Oh, yeah.
And, this
yeah.
Is, and I've documented all this at Breitbart, folks. You can Google search A.W.R. Hawkins plus sign Breitbart plus sign roots of Democrat gun control or origins of Democrat gun control. It's all as racist as I just said. So I say all that to answer Mark's question. If a Democrat were to win in 2020, all that's going to happen are these protesters who believe they're going to get justice under a Democrat. They're going to realize that, no, the same empty promises the Democrats have been making since the Civil War. Because since the Civil War, the Democrats have been promising them this and that and this and that. But instead of delivering freedom, they have delivered enslavement. And that's exactly what would happen under Biden. They would figure it out. They might not figure it out on day one, but by day 30 or 40, they'll start thinking about it. And we could actually see even worse protests. That's what I'm saying. What I expect will happen is Trump will win, and under Trump, a lot of this will lose its steam. And in the places it doesn't lose its steam, Trump will let the federal agents come in like we saw Homeland Security do in Oregon and Washington. He'll let them come in and handle things.
From your lips to God's ears, my friend, I enjoyed that. I hope, listeners, I hope you enjoyed what you heard from A.W.R. Hawkins. 150 gobzillion thousand percent spot on. And let me go to one of the laws that A.W.R. is referring to, and that was here in the state of Georgia. Post-Civil War, during Reconstruction, the public gathering law was put into place here in the state of Georgia that was designed specifically to keep black, recently freed black Americans, recently freed men and women from bearing arms by keeping them from being together in public, a public gathering. And it was intentionally left vague so that an officer or anyone in a position of authority, meaning a white Democrat in the South, could determine what was a public gathering and knock that public gathering out. That law was on the books here, AWR. As you know, you spoke at the Georgia Kerry Convention, if I'm not mistaken, the very year that SB 386.
Right. I believe that
don't hold me to the number.
That
is correct.
2016.
That is absolutely correct. And it was when that law was eventually knocked out. Okay, this is recent stuff. And you know who knocked it out? A Republican legislature and a Republican governor. These are the truths that the Democrat Party. Again, you know, AWR, I got to put it this way. You're a journalist. You understand this, along with your doctor, your PhD, your doctorate in all of this history. So let me take it to the break with this, AWR, because I don't want to have to cut you off. So I'll just take this 20 seconds to say this. This, to me, and I want to get AWR Hawkins, I want to get his commentary after, because to me, this is the greatest lie of omission this country has ever seen. And I'm going to call it this way, no pun intended, but the whitewashing of the Democrat history of white supremacy in this country. It is Democrat control, and the media ain't telling you the truth. But you know what? The word's getting out there. And as Democrat-run cities continue to burn, more people are starting to figure this out. We'll be back with AWR Hawkins. I want to get your commentary on that lie of omission. More dangerous than fake news is that lie of omission. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, right after this. Don't go away. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs.
I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, the Monster Cast, Crossbreed Holster Studios, lit up on this Lead Slingers, this very powerful Lead Slingers Platinum microphone, and all of it brought to you by X Insurance here in the studio, is just a powerful program today. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am enjoying it, and I know AWR is enjoying bringing you this amazing information. You don't get this stuff. You just don't. It's unfortunate, but that's why we're here. It's why we do what we do. Let's get right back to the phone lines. Mr. AWR Hawkins, of course, at Breitbart News. You can see everything he writes at Breitbart News. Just Google him up, AWR Hawkins, Breitbart. You'll get a list. I have it right in front of me. So we can go right down the list together. You can join me and read everything he does. I don't miss anything he writes, I read. In fact, AWR, welcome back. I've been able to get you a couple stories up front by texting you links when they break real quick when I had them that you would later put up. You know, you're just a wealth of information, man. Thanks for what you do, brother.
Oh, thank you. And thanks for having me on. Look forward to this every Sunday night.
Well, this commentary, let me get your commentary on the lie of omission, what the media is not telling us. And I'm going to give you one quick example. Kenosha, Wisconsin, you were talking earlier about the throngs of people showing up for Trump and the enthusiasm and the excitement. I'm with you. I feel it 100%. I don't feel my country going down the Biden-Harris path. I just don't. But we can't get complacent, apathetic. We know that. We know what happens when that happens. You get two terms of a Barack Obama, for example. So, you know, that set up and planted the seed of where we are today. But Kenosha, Wisconsin, AWR, the mainstream media did what they always do. they talked about how Donald Trump, this was ABC, NBC, CBS, MSDNC, and CNN in particular, all of them, all five of those outlets were talking about how Trump was, you know, against the wishes of the Kenosha mayor and the governor. Trump was going to bring in his, you know, controversy to Kenosha when things were just calming down. What they didn't show you, and that was the 15-mile-long procession of the motorcade that was lined with tens of thousands of American flag waving, Trump 2020, MAGA waving, hat wearing, patriotic Americans that came to see him as he went in, and they left it out. Those lies of omission from the media, of which you and I are a part of in that sense, but particularly journalists, fellow journalists, you know, how do you feel when you see that? That, I mean, it angers me. I can't even imagine what it does to you, who is actually covering these things the truthful way.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm numb to it to a degree at this point, but at the same time, that doesn't mean I don't notice it. But so this is, I answer your question by saying this. This explains why this election, you know, Trump said last night, this is the most important election. He may have said in American history. I can't
he
remember.
Did.
I don't
want to
put, I don't, okay,
he,
I,
he
I don't
did.
Want to put words in his mouth. But here's why. Because what you have aligned here, it's not just the Democrat Party running Joe Biden, who obviously has some mental problems. It's not just that. It's the establishment media being a ready and willing surrogate for the Democrat Party. It's the politicalization of NFL sports, or excuse me, national sports leagues, be that football or baseball or basketball. If you think about it in those terms, see, everyone has gone all in on this election on the left. They're all in. And there are, you know, you've got Mike Bloomberg, who's pledged he's going to spend $100 million in Florida alone to flip Florida for Biden. See, it's Trump versus the world in many ways. And it's like Trump always likes to say, they're coming after him, but not really. He'll look at his supporters and he'll go, they're coming after you. I'm just in the way, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, but that's his message. And that's what's so important. That's how we have to think. If we lose Trump, everyone from the leftist agitators, be them part of whatever group they're part of, everyone from the leftist agitators to the leftists who have taken over sports and sporting events to the leftists who own the establishment media and academia, to the leftists who run this and run that, to the actual candidate himself, Joe Biden, they will be able to do whatever they want. And we are so close with the Supreme Court. We're one justice away from being able to know that gun control will never again survive, or not survive for another 10, 15 years. That won't have a prayer of surviving. And we lose all that. We're that close. We're on the cusp, and we lose that. And that's just the beginning. This election cannot, the import of it cannot be overstated. It's Trump versus the world.
And, you know, there's no exclamation point to put on that. I hope you heard what he said. If you miss it and want to go back, by all means, go back and listen to this hour. I'll get the podcast up for you as fast as possible after today's show. Very powerful words from A.W.R. Hawkins, Dr. A.W.R. Hawkins. I never use that reference enough. A.W.R. Hawkins, Dr. A.W.R. Hawkins, Ph.D. A.W.R., let's go now. I'm going to let those just stand alone. You listeners, you figure that out. You heard it. Let's go to Chicago now, because the title of your piece, over 35 shot Friday into Sunday morning in Lori Lightfoot, Chicago. Now, Dr. Hawkins, you and I I've lost count of how many thousands upon thousands upon thousands of these shootings in Chicago you and I have talked about over the years on this program and privately. Right now, the total is 9 killed, 35 wounded as of 8 p.m. today. And that number is going to rise. It's going to go up. Some of those wounded will die. What the hell gives here, bro? Seriously.
Well, nothing gives. I mean, it's a Democrat-controlled city. If you look at a Democrat-controlled city and one that's been controlled by Democrats for quite a while, then what you see is ruin. And if you don't see ruin, it's because you're hiding the truth from yourself. Go look at Detroit. And I'm not putting the people of Detroit down.
Sure.
I'm not. And they've got a freaking police chief there who's off the charts. Man,
he's
become one of my heroes. And And he understands the importance of the armed citizen, that if those citizens aren't armed, they can't defend themselves. So, but see, in Chicago, there's not that kind of encouragement. Detroit has turned a corner in that way because they actually encourage their citizens to get a concealed carry permit and be armed and turn the tide. But in Chicago, the leaders are still all looking at, I shouldn't say all because there'll be an exception, but by and large, the leaders are looking at gun control. Mayor Lightfoot, let's just keep it on her. She is for sure. She wants more background checks. She wants laws against gun trafficking. She wants, and the whole joke of that is if you go buy a gun, ATF form 4473, the first question on the form is a straw purchase or a gun trafficking question, excuse me,
right,
because
right.
It first thing it asks you, are you the actual buyer and or transferee of this firearm? And if you don't answer yes, you can't buy it. So, I mean, they pushed these laws and regulations that already exist, but they can't help it because their solution is gun control. And that's why when you say what gives in Chicago, nothing gives. And this pattern we're in, that I know we've been in at, for at least 6, maybe 7 years
easily,
at this level, it's going to just continue until someone finally goes, hey, until someone pulls the kind of move that we see out of, I believe his name is Chief James Craig. Until someone does what he's doing in Detroit, you're not going to see things change. Someone in Chicago is going to have to stand up in leadership and go, folks, if you're a law-abiding citizen, go get a concealed carry permit and get you a handgun. Get you a handgun, keep it with you, and keep your family safe. Follow the laws of the state, but keep that gun with you, keep your family safe. And until those kinds of things are encouraged, and all that is an encouragement to exercise the freedom you possess, a God-given right, that's all that is. And until those kinds of things are encouraged, you say what gives, it's going to be just what it is, nothing gives.
I'm leaving it alone. We're going to take a break. You've heard Dr. Hawkins. I mean, these are definitive statements that I know you get. You know that. Armed American Radio listeners understand these things. You understand what's at stake. Chicago controlled AWR, I believe, almost 100 years, if not more, by the Democrat Party. And this is what you have. And at some point in time, you got to sit back and wonder, is somebody feeling that they want some change in these cities finally? Are they going to keep getting suckered by it's always their fault, it's their fault, it's their fault, it's not those of us who are in control and those of us who wield power over your lives? Yeah, I sense some change coming. I really do. We'll be back with AWR Hawkins. He's going to stay with us. We've got a happy ending story for you. Don't go away.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest, the derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents, they can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did. Hey, this final segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters. Make sure to visit crossbreedholsters.com. Now let's get back to me.
Let's get back to me. How about it? Welcome back inside the Monster Cast Crossbreed Holster Studios on this very powerful Lead Slingers microphone. All of it being presented to you by X Insurance. I had an incredible 2.5 days out there in Utah with the X folks. Incredible. And we are getting ready. How incredible is it going to get? Rick Lindsay, the CEO, and I, and a couple other folks from X Insurance will be in the Second Amendment Foundation offices in Bellevue, Washington, in about 8, maybe 9 days. Be flying out there a week from tomorrow for some more meetings, and that will be right after the closing of the GRPC. So another huge week coming up. LeadSlingersWhiskey.com, DefenderCoffee.com. The promo code is AAR. Crossbreed Holsters, tons of discounts going on over there. Percentages off at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Damnedest best holsters you'll ever wear. AWR Hawkins has written about them as well. CrossbreedHolsters.com. Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. To find out about the GRPC, SAF.org. /GRPC. That stands for Gun Rights Policy Conference. If you're just tuning us in and missed the first hour, make sure to join us over there. We need your help. Alan Gottlieb is fighting the fight of all of our lives right now. He truly is. And he has the ear of the White House. Gunbroker.com. If you can't find it in a store, you can find it at Gunbroker. I'm getting tons of email from those of you thanking me for reminding you that Gunbroker's out there, because it's out there. You can get it. It's free to join. They'll never ask you for a penny. Don't blame me if you buy something that she on Gunbroker, but I'm going to highly recommend you do, because you're not going to get it anywhere else. North American Arms, Sadie Sweat was with us today earlier. She's awesome. Check out all the new guns at NorthAmericanArms.com. NAA Minis will take you there as well. MyPillow.com, the promo code is AAR. Mike Lindell out there fighting the fight for us, hanging with the conservative shows like us while he's under tremendous pressure from the liberal goon squads over there on the left. And, of course, we can't forget the Front Sight. Let me not forget Front Sight and Carr, of course. Justin Moon from Carr Arms, the CEO, will be here in the next hour. But frontsight.com, frontsight.com, mark. And then there's PulseTV.com. Whole thousands of cool products for you from $2 all the way up to whatever you want to spend over there at PulseTV.com/armed. You can also text the word A-R-M-E-D to 58445 and get on that text list. And about once a day, maybe once every couple of days, you'll get a cool product texted to you. I so there's UPS and everybody at my house all the time. Let's go back to the great AWR Hawkins. AWR, I guess I'm not going to put an exclamation point on anything that you said in the previous segment. Did you want to add anything to it before we move on?
Oh, no, that's good. I've got it.
Okay, good, because that was dynamite stuff, very powerful stuff. Got a happy ending story to talk about, do we not?
Oh, yeah.
I love it. You hear that chuckle, you know it's a good one. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we have a good one out of Richardson, Texas, where the gun store owner, Mike Brown, faked a heart attack to buy some time to grab a gun. And multiple alleged robbers in there. And after he got his hand on the gun, one of the suspects, he said that suspect turned around toward him, that the suspect allegedly had a gun. So Mike shot him. And the other suspects made an escape, but that one there, he didn't. He's in custody. And it's a situation where Mike talked to reporters afterwards, and you know, he basically let it be known that if they come back, they should expect more of the same because he's got more ammo. And it was just a 77-year-old store owner defending his life, and he did it very well.
77 years old. He faked a heart attack. Can you give us any other details?
Well, I mean, he told them that they had him down on the ground, and he said they had a gun. This is his description. He said they had a gun to the back of his head, and they were just grabbing up handguns. This is what he said. And he said it while they had him in that position. He kept asking them to please let him up, told him he had a heart problem, he needed medication, he was having an episode, this and that. And they turned and were walking out, and he was able to get that time, get his gun. And then one of the individuals, as I say, once he had the gun, he claims one of the individuals turned back toward him. That individual was armed, so he shot him. And, you know, he said, don't come back, I've got more ammo. So that's that. And that's not some man being braggadocious. That's a man who defended his life and property, and that's what he plans on doing.
77 years old. These stories, because this is the Second Amendment in action. This is when AWR and I talk about these happy ending stories. A happy ending story, to those of you who might be new to the show and some of the new affiliates around the country, let me explain it quickly. If you attempt to deprive another human being of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of their own happiness, and you get shot and killed in the process because the individual whose life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness you were trying to strip from them, and that individual lawfully defends themselves against you, I have no sympathy for you. I hope it hurt. Enjoy the ride. You earned your own demise. I don't feel sorry for you. I couldn't care less about you. You are worthless, and you got what you earned. I feel sorry for your family and everybody else around you that you had to put through this because you made a decision to attempt to do that. So that's a happy ending story. We're not celebrating your death, criminal. We're celebrating the life of the individual who was able to defend himself or herself against you, who might have taken theirs. And, you know, even worse, we talk about AWR when it's so beautiful to see women of any age, and we've talked about a number of them over the years, use their firearms to defend themselves and live with their dignity intact because they were armed. Isn't this the Second Amendment in action, my friend?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly it. And I've always thought we've talked about that with women especially, because there are just different things that people do to different people. To a man, I believe they're more apt to a man to simply kill him or to beat him really bad. With a woman, as we've discussed, there's the option that they have. They might kill her or they might attack her in some way where they steal her dignity. And so with that firearm, she's able to keep herself safe. not just from being killed, but having her dignity stolen. And you know, if you think about it, someone who will attack a woman and take either her life or her dignity or both, that's the greatest bully imaginable. And even a petite woman can stop that. She can stop that. That man may have those wishes, those plans, those desires, but she can stop that because she has the liberty to own a firearm to defend her life and dignity. And that is what the Second Amendment's all about. And that's super news. And that's why I love when I read about a single mom defending her family or defending herself. Or I covered a kid, a young kid. I believe he was 11. He may have been a little older, who his mom was at work, and he used her gun to defend the home from a home intruder. But she had taught him how to do these things, and that is the Second Amendment in action.
AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. I didn't have time to go into the tyrant, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, half Whitmer, about her choice of words and her verbiage referring to semi-automatic rifles as automatic rifles. But we'll do that next week when we're here in the Armed American Radio Monster Cast Crossbreed Holster Studios on this very powerful Led Slinger's microphone. All of it brought to you by X Insurance with the great AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. AWR, thank you, man, for being here. And thank you for fighting for the Second Amendment in Breitbart and the huge audience that you have. Love you to death, man. Can't wait to speak with you at the GRPC virtually next week. We're going to get up and do it again here in just a couple minutes in the roundtable. And we've got a good one for you. Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon is joining myself and Justin Moon, CEO of Car Arms. Go get a cracker and something to drink, and we'll be back with you. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.